Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sensor Tun Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, and it's a panel discussion today. We're going to be talking about Qurbani, inshallah. And regarding Qurbani, listeners, the ibadat of Qurbani is amongst the shi'ar or the distinguishing features of Islam. And such importance has been accorded to Qurbani that a severe warning was sounded to those who do not perform the Qurbani in spite of having the means. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentions and says that the person who has the means, فَلَمْ يُضَحِي does not perform قُرْبَانِ then فَلَمْ يَحَضَرْ مُصَّلَنَا that person should not even come to our Eidgah. The hadith amongst many hadith clearly describes the importance of that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accorded to قُرْبَانِ. We can truly appreciate the full impact of the hadith if we ponder for a moment what a tremendous blessing it was to perform one single namaz behind Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here in this hadith, the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prohibiting and stopping the person who actually failed to perform Qurbani despite having the means from performing the Eid namaz behind him. One hadith amongst many illustrates to us the tremendous importance of Qurbani in Islam, and also the reprehensible position of those who do not perform the Qurbani in spite of having the means to do so. Allah give us the understanding, inshallah al-Aziz. And yes, it's once a year, dear listeners, like we normally say, going out to eat with the family costs about 1,000 and rands. Sacrifice that, inshallah, it's a sacrifice for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so much of rewards for us, inshallah. We're going to be talking to the ulama kiram, esteemed ulama kiram, this morning, inshallah, on Radio Islam International. And we're going to be talking to Maulana Ismail Basa Sahib, as well as Maulana Salim Karim. We're talking about Qurbani, and this is a panel discussion on Radio Islam International. Any questions we have, inshallah, you can forward it to us on 072-786-1548, alternately 0825-80-8070. We'd like to welcome Maulana Ismail Bas on the program first. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Maulana and the listeners of Radio Islam.
Jazakumullah khair, Maulana. Looking forward to spending the next hour in 20 minutes in Maulana Saab's company. On line number 2, we have the esteemed Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Saab. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and Maulana Ismail Basar Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that this beautiful discussion will inspire us, inshaAllah al-Aziz, and we could learn and really achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the quality of taqwa and the maximum reward of this beautiful, superb ibadat of Qurbani.
Ameen. Jazakumullah. Yes, listeners, we find in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that according to the hadith, there is nothing dearer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala during the days of Qurbani than the sacrificing of animals. The hadith mentions that Ya'ti bi khuruniha, these sacrificed Qurbani animals will come with its horns, hair, hooves to be weighed. And, wallahi, the hadith mentions sacrifice is accepted but Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the blood even reaches the ground. فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسًا make قُرْبَانِ with a happy open heart. Places are happy, but with an open heart, inshallah, we'll find our rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Ismail Basa Sahib, Maulana Sahib, to start with you, can Maulana enlighten us with regards to the significance of قُرْبَانِ in the life of a Muslim?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Firstly, in terms of Shariat, we always take our cue from the Quran and we always take our cue from the Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of the primary texts, one of the primary verses related to Qurbani and sacrifice are the verses of Surah Kawthar. Surah Kawthar, the 108th Surah, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let us look at the reason of revelation, the sababun nuzul. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the non-believers would taunt him with different terms and different titles. Amongst them, they taunted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by him having no son. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son by the name of Qasim, and he passed away. Upon his demise, the non-believers, including As bin Wa'il, spread rumors and started taunting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by stating that now he has no son, therefore there is no one to carry his name, there is no one to carry his lineage, So don't worry about him, don't bother about him. Upon these statements, the verses of Surah Kawthar were revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Inna a'tina kal kawthar, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have granted you kawthar. In other words, the non-believers who are taunting you and stating that you do not have any male offspring and your male offspring cannot carry on your lineage, we give you al-kawthar. Al-kawthar, in other words, you are the spiritual father of the entire ummah, right, until qiyamah. Spiritual father on the day of qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give water, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would help and assist his ummah. And his ummah, the number in his ummah will outnumber all ummahs in the entire mankind and the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry about the taunt and the verbal abuse of the non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you much more. And thereafter, the command of sacrifice is mentioned, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. That O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform salah for who? لِرَبِّكَ, for your Rabb, for your Lord, وَانْحَرْ, and sacrifice, sacrifice. So in this verse we see ibadat has been tied with sacrifice. Ibadat is so important, one of the five pillars of Islam. It has been tied up with sacrifice, one hal, sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah. Now, one is sacrificing and the other is sacrificing for Allah. So the non-believers would sacrifice on names or on deities other than Allah. So here it was clarified and stated that do it solely for Allah. One hal and sacrifice solely for Allah. So the purpose is also mentioned, that your sacrifice is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not for any person or any other being. And the last verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, in shani'aka huwa al-abtar, these people wish to cut you off from the lineage, do not bother about them, your enemy is cut off. Today, Ath bin Wail is not known by anyone, it is used as a reference, as a negative reference. Other than that, he and his cronies have not been mentioned anywhere, are not recorded, and people do not mention them out of honor and respect. Mm. So this forms the basis of which the ulama and the fuqaha have derived the rulings of Qurbani and of its importance. Now, let us look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Now we know that qurbani is wajib, is necessary for a person to carry out qurbani and to sacrifice an animal. And one of the reasons is also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion was he performed the salah, the Eid salah. And as the hadith states, narrated by Jundud ibn Sufyan, he said, "Shahidtu al-Adha ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I was present on the Eidgah and on the Eid day with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Falamma qada salatahu bin nas, nazara ila ghanam qad dhubihat." After he terminated his salah, he turned around and he saw that one sheep was slaughtered already. And then he stated, "Fakal man zabaha qabla as-salah falyadhbah shatan makanaha, wa man lam yakun zabaha falyadhbah al-ismillah." That whoever has slaughtered prior to the salah, let him replace it and let him slaughter another sheep in its place. And whoever hasn't slaughtered, then he must slaughter with the name of Allah. So here there is an admonition, something similar to an admonition, emphasizing the importance of qurbani, at the same time emphasizing the time of qurbani. So here it is clear cut and it clearly explained that this is the importance of qurbani. It is from the Quran and it is from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every person who qualifies or fulfills the category of qurbani being wajib on him or her should carry out this noble act.
I mean, Muslim, jazakumullah for that inspired introduction to the program. Malala Salim Saab, with regards to the thawab and the rewards for making qurban, it's tremendous, subhanallah. So many hadith talk about the reward for making qurbani. Can Malala highlight to us some of the rewards for making qurbani?
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مولانا صاحب، علماء کرام، listeners of Radio Islam, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمت اللہ.
یا ربی لک الحمد کما ینبغی لجلال وجہک وعظیم سلطانک. Really brothers, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala, glorify Allah Rabbul Alameen, express our gratitude and thanks to Rabbul Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh. That this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, wherein we are so fortunate to be given the title of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, compared to the previous ummah, Allah has given us special privileges, special rewards, and so much of khair, that little actions, but multifold of sawab, plentiful of sawab and reward. For us to get the maximum reward for qurbani, to get that spiritual feeling and acquire the quality of taqwa, sukoon, and alhamdulillah, peace, that whatever ibadat that we do, whether it's namaz, whether it's roza, whether it's zakat, whatever it is, in the end, we want Allah Rabbul Alameen to grant it qubuliyat. For our qurbani and to for us to acquire the fazilat and the reward of qurbani especially, and likewise other ibadat. Two important things, Mulana. Number one, let us understand what Allah wants from us. First and foremost, Rabbul Alameen chose the deen of Islam for us. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. That Allah Ta'ala chose the beautiful deen for us. What a great choice. What a privilege for us that our Khalik and Malik, Rabbul Alameen, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, has chosen the deen of Islam for us. And likewise, when the directive comes from Allah Rabbul Alameen, He wishes the best for His makhluk, then Rabbul Alameen gave us the foundation of any ibadat in Islam. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the cornerstone, this is the foundation of Islam. Whatever ibadat that we do, it has to be lillah, fillah, ilallah. The Mawlana Abdul Razak Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had a beautiful way of saying things, you know. Fafirru ilallah, hasten towards Allah, come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it for Allah, fillah, and let it come from Allah, min Allah. And insha'Allahu al-Aziz, when we have total ikhlas and sincerity. So for our qurbani to be accepted, one another important ayat that we should always refer to in every form of ibadat that we do is قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, verily my salah, وَنُسُكِي, my qurbani and sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, my living in this world, وَمَمَاتِي, and my passing away, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It's only and for only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the title that you and I have been given, that kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Ulama kiram have listed about 10 special reasons why Allah gave us this title. And one of it was that alhamdulillah, the meat, the qurbani meat that you and I, alhamdulillah, hamari liye qurbani ka ghost halal thi. Allah made eating the flesh of the qurbani animal, the sacrificed animal, permissible. And whereas the previous ummah, when they offered sacrifice and qurbani, it was not allowed to be eaten. A fire would come, it would eat, it would burn it, and that was a sign of acceptance. Allah Ta'ala made us ummatan wasata. Allah made us a mu'tadil mizaj. If you look at the character and how we operate in our ibadat, in our mu'amulat and mu'asharat, alhamdulillah, we have the middle part. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. As far as the reward is concerned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hadrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala through his daughter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the first drop of blood can touch the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your gunas. One. Number two, in other riwayat, it comes, just I'm giving you the gist of it, Mawlana, is that for every fiber of hay on the animal's back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, the reward for Qurbani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said, for every hair on the body of the animal and for every fiber of wool in the case of sheep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you ajr and sawab. So for us to get maximum sawab, it's not about maximum in the sense one is kayfiyat and one is kamiyat. Today, unfortunately, we're looking at volume. We're not looking at the quality of taqwa, the quality of ibadat, that what Allah is looking for. And Murana, you can see what's happening in the world, especially in the Muslim countries, where you go and you see people are boasting about the animals they have bought. 5 million, 2 million, 2 lakh rupees, 50 lakh rupees for a goat, for a sheep. Jeez. It's about no more the ikhlas is left, Murana. So what is happening now, we are competing with each other.
Mm.
The whole spirit of qurbani is lost. Who bought the most expensive sheep? Who bought the most expensive ox? And this is defeats the whole purpose, because Allah Rabbul Alameen is saying, Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're supposed to do it with ikhlas and with sincerity. So my request, Mawlana, is that Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that whatever ibadat that we do, whether it's namaz, roza, tilawat, especially now in those first 10 days or the last 10 days, the first 10 days of Zil Hajj, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us a directive as far as Roza is concerned, as far as Tilawat is concerned, as far as Zikrullah is concerned. Let us do it with Ikhlas so that we could get the maximum feeling. And in the end, as Allah Rabbul Alameen has said in the Quran, the second ayat, which is very important, كَلَيَّنَا اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا. It's not the flesh that reaches Allah, وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا, nor it's the blood, وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ikhlas from us.
Yeah.
So let us do it with the right spirit, Mulana, inshallah. That is why, whatever we do, do Mulana Abdul Razak Sahib rahmatullahi used to say a beautiful word, do your duty with beauty.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, do it with absolute beauty, absolute ikhlas, and with total love and conviction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you could spiritually benefit yourself and inshallah multiply your sawab and akhirat for the akhirat, inshallah. So our dua is, may Allah ta'ala make our tafiyah niyat, and inshallah we are doing qurbani not to be boastful, not to show off our wealth, not to brag and not to get publicity. It must be a devotion between you and Allah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen, Masam, Jazakum Allah for that. We continue, yes, Maulana Ismail, with regards to, you know, people that have the means to do qurbani, yet don't do qurbani. Maulana, what are some of the warnings for those who ignore and neglect fulfilling this important act of ibadat and this very, very important commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maulana Basasab?
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions a hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he stated, Man kana lahu sa'atun wa lam yudahhi fala yaqrubanna musallana. As Mawlana mentioned the hadith in the beginning, if a person has the means, in other words, qurbani is compulsory and qurbani is wajib upon him, despite him having the means to do so, he does not perform qurbani. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a stern warning, stating that he should not attend the musalla, he should not attend the place of salah, the eidgah of the Muslims. Now understand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared to go to houses and look for those people who do not attend the salah and then burn a fire and throw them in it. And on the other side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stating that if a person has the means to perform qurbani and he has not carried it out, then on the flip side, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling and informing that he should not attend our Eid Salah. In other words, he should not be counted amongst us. What a noble day, what a great day of sacrifice. The sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the sunnah of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should not partake in that occasion. That is the stern warning given here. That is why the ulama, the fuqaha have stated that due to these warnings and these admonitions, it is wajib. It is wajib, necessarily compulsory for a person to carry out qurbani. Now, understand that if a person does not carry out his qurbani, he does not perform qurbani, then it is a sin upon him. He is committing a sin. It is not like he's missed it and there is no consequence to it. The consequence is that if a person does not carry it out and perform it, he will be sinning. So much so that it will be counted as a debt upon him. Now, a few days ago we had a program discussing estates related matters in the escort area, and one of the things mentioned there was that there are two types of bequests. Now a person has a will, an Islamic will, he fills in the will. In there you would see there are different sections and different lines to fill in, the mussalah, the mussakat, etc. These are the responsibilities of a person to carry out whilst he is living. If he did not carry it out for some reason, it could be a few years of qurbani that were missed, a few years of salah that were missed, he must fill it in there and gradually make it up. So amongst them is this qurbani which is wajib. If a person missed it out, he needs to list it, and he needs to list the value there, and accordingly as the time goes by he fulfills it. And if he passes away, inshallah, it will be taken out from one third of his estate. Now on a daily basis we have seen cases of people who, you know, Allah protect us, the first part of their life was a life of negligence. One person had come to the office, and he mentioned he did not perform his salah for the last 40 years. The last 40 years he did not perform his salah. Then we took the fidya amount and we started calculating his salah with the fidya amount, which we calculated 20 rand per salah, and it ended up to about 1.6 million rand. So he told us that is not even the value of my estate. My estate will not even cover that amount. So he was informed and advised that as soon as possible, as fast as possible, he should make up those salahs. In the same way, qurbani, if that has been missed out, it needs to be made up. A lot of times we become more dini inclined after a period of time, unfortunately. So if we had that patch in our lives, then we need to record it and we need to fulfill it as soon as possible.
Ameen. Mawlana Sahib, Mawlana Salim Karim Sahib, with regards to Qurbani, Mawlana, the question coming about is, has Qurbani been commercialized a lot in South Africa?
Well, there's two things, as I said. One was that, are we losing the spirit of Qurbani? Number two, has our ibadat become commercialized? It's so sad, Mawlana, that we should go back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do. That worship Allah mukhlisina lahuddin. That the very core of our ibadat is our intention and ikhlas. Two things, ikhlas and truthfulness. These are two important components that enhances our amal and deeds in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to give you an example, as Mawlana was speaking earlier on, that the Sahaba Kiram used to compete with each other in good deeds. One, before I come to the commercialized thing, Mawlana, are we losing the spirit of Qurbani? Is it something that, okay, it's a one-shot thing, we'll just slaughter the animal, give the meat and give it? Is this what our ibadat is all about? It's just a scrap or something like that. May Allah forgive us. Nauzubillah min zalik. Just to give you an example, that Sahaba Ikram, when it came to amals and action in deen and Islam and Sharia, and especially when it came to our ibadat, a group of poor Sahaba, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam and said, as you said earlier, Mawlana, in your opening statement, that those who have the means of making qurbani and they don't make it, they shouldn't even bother to come to the Eidgah. What a stern warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we find lame excuses, Mawlana, we can go out and have a meal with our family and spend 3,000 and 5,000 rand in one night. If you look at the luxuries that you and I enjoy every day, cool drinks, cigarettes, and all the luxuries and chocolates and everything, one brother came to me and said, Mawlana, you know how I save for qurbani? Every day when I used to come home, I used to empty my pockets. And my wife used to take the coins and put it into a container. And we made a niyyah that insha'Allahu al-Aziz, when the next qurbani comes, we will count those 10 cents, 5 cents, and 5 rand coins, insha'Allahu al-Aziz, and we'll make our qurbani. And he said to me, Mawlana, alhamdulillah, she has such a great smile on her face and says,
all those pennies that you leave in your pocket and I empty it in the morning, I have, inshallah, counted all of it, and it makes a whole 3,000 and some odd rand. And inshallah, I'm going to make qurbani. So I'm saying we can make an effort, our mothers and sisters, all the change our husbands bring home, inshallah, let's collect it like the brothers and sisters in Cape Town, mashallah. They have bought a small big tin, Mulana, in the olden days, used to get that lactogen tin. Make a small opening on top, and every day, 5 rand, 2 rand, 3 rand, 30 years, 40 years of collection, and eventually, it's a such a joyous occasion when they open that tin and they count that money, and Allah makes it a zariya for them to go for Hajj. So coming back, so no excuse whatsoever, Mulana, even if qurbani is not wajib on us, just the spirit that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah is so pleased on the day of Eid. There's nothing greater than to slaughter in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a group of sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the argument. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich sahaba, and we are equal in namaz and roza. But when it comes to charity, when it comes to money, when it comes to sacrifice, we are at a disadvantage because we don't have the money. Yes, in namaz and roza we are equal, alhamdulillah. But the sahaba ikram who are affluent and those who have wealth, alhamdulillah, they are at a better advantage and they'll get more sawab and reward compared to us because we don't have the money. And that's the excuse most of us say. We don't have it. We'll see next time. We'll see next time. That next time never comes, Mulana. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them to read the tasbihat. 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba who were poor, that never mind, inshallah, it will equate you, it will make you equal with them, inshallah, if you read this after every namaz. Now when the sahaba ikram who were rich, when they came to know about this wazifa that Wudu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to the sahaba ikram who were not so rich, they also started reading it. So the poor sahaba went back again to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, the sahaba ikram who are well off, alhamdulillah, they have more than us, and now you gave us a dua, you gave us a tasbih, alhamdulillah, so we could be equivalent to them, and now the rich sahaba ikram are also reading our tasbih. So Hudu sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah's fadl, whoever he gives. So the point what I'm trying to say, Mawlana, is that this lame excuse that I don't have the money. Yes, some people are genuinely destitute, they can't make it. But most of us, average Mawlana, we can afford it. If we just know how to budget and we understand the khubi of qurbani, the joy it brings to our children, to our family, it is such a great honor to take a piece of meat, give it to your neighbor, give it to a poor person. When are we going to get this chance? While you are, alhamdulillah, have the health and wealth, do your ibadah so that you could be, inshallah, successful on the day of Qiyamah. Number two, it has become a commercial thing. Yes, I can tell you this, Mawlana. You know, before we could get a sheep for 1,500 rand, 1,200 rand. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one discipline when it comes to business also. Do not go and hoard things. You know, when there is a shortage of commodities, it is makruh tahrim. Fuqaha have said that I can buy the whole consignment of sugar because I know the price of sugar is going up next week. And I'm going to hoard it, so I'm going to make double amount of profit because there'll be a demand and I will supply. That type of behavior and attitude is unacceptable. And unfortunately, this has now filtered through to qurbani also. People are going and buying out the whole stock of the farmer. Whereas the farmer before, alhamdulillah, you wanted two, he would give it to you. You wanted five, he would give it to you at a price that was reasonable. Now what has happened, the brothers are going, they're buying out the whole farm lock, the whole stock, and they're putting up such a high markup. They are looking at profit of this dunya, not realizing it is important for them to afford a Muslim brother. A person can have 1,800 rand. You're charging him 2,500 rand, 2,700 rand for a qurbani. Alhamdulillah, he has that amount of money that is reasonable. So why can't we as the Muslim ummah Jain Sawab, Adallu Alal Khair Kafailihi. The person who guides somebody towards goodness is as if he is doing the good also, and Allah will reward him. So unfortunately, Mulana, sometimes greed has got the better of us. Then unfortunately, there are a lot of Muslim brothers and sisters. They have an X amount, and the sheep can be made available and affordable at that price. But because of greed, because we just want to, alhamdulillah, take maximum profit. I'm not saying don't make a profit. Islam is about give and take, alhamdulillah. Winner buyer, winner seller, alhamdulillah, no problem at all. But do not be charging such exorbitant prices where people can have the ability to make qurbani and we are not doing it. So minus, I'm not saying everybody is doing it, but some people are selfish, Mulana. They buy out the entire stock, their markup is ridiculous and depriving the Muslim ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from such an ibadah. I'm not saying everybody is doing this. Alhamdulillah, you want to choose the best animal and do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if qurbani is not wajib on you, alhamdulillah, we can rake up our monies, save our money. As I gave you an example of the sister collecting all the coins, you know, over the whole 1 year period and using that money for her qurbani. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah for the insight, Mawlana. So we continue. Any questions where we can forward it to us? The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548 as well as 082-580-8070. Well, Ismail Sahab, with regards to, you know, the benefits of getting involved ourselves, what are the benefits of storing the animal oneself and even getting physically involved?
Firstly, qurbani, sacrifice, this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried it out, as well as many other anbiya alayhi wa sallam carried it out. It's also the sunnah of the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. So one is a person physically being involved in the qurbani, he is following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. And secondly, by physically being involved, this principle is for any ibadat. If a person is physically involved in it, he is the one that will receive the primary benefit. He is the one that will receive the first benefit and all benefits. Let's take, for example, Salah. If a person is in a difficult situation and he wants to perform his Nafal Salah, but he tells his friend, okay, perform the Nafal Salah, make dua for me, Allah Ta'ala make my work easy for me. Now, the person that is in difficulty, he should have been the person performing the salah and making the dua. He's transferred the action to another person to do it. The first person that will receive the benefit is the second person, not the first person. In the same way, fasting. Person is in a difficult situation, he tells another person, keep roza for me on my behalf and send the reward to me and make dua for me. Same with zakat, same with hajj. With all other ibadat, the primary benefit will go to the person carrying the action out. He will receive the benefit. Of course, the reward will go to the next person, the du'as will go to the next person. But if you do it yourself, then this is the ultimate. This is total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and emulating the actions of Abiyya alayhi wasalam. By doing it yourself, you will be experiencing the benefit. That is, what is the purpose of the qurbani? One is sacrificing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lesson is, Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtered the animal. In other words, he was in full subservience to the command of Allah to the extent that if Allah wanted him to slaughter his own son, his own family, he was prepared to do so. The ultimate lesson of qurbani for us is following the commands of Allah, even if it be against the wishes of our family. And that is mentioned in the hadith that you will not be a true believer unless you sacrifice. You sacrifice everything for the deen of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by being physically involved, these are the benefits. And also, it has become a norm to conduct qurbani and sacrifices overseas, be it in Africa, be it in other parts of the world. Now, bear in mind, You slaughtering it, you know the animal is slaughtered. Standing by the animal and the animal is being slaughtered, there too you know the animal is slaughtered. But where it's not in front of you, it's not in front of your eyes, it's being slaughtered in your absence, be it via an agent or in locally or internationally, there's always this doubt that, you know what, I'm not sure whether the animal was slaughtered accordingly, the full procedure was followed, and the name, etc., was taken. This will always be at the back of one's mind. Therefore, to as far as possible, let us try and slaughter ourselves. If we cannot slaughter, then be beside the animal and see it being slaughtered, be in the full process. As actively you are involved, inshallah, you will see the same reward.
I mean, well, another question coming up on Ismail, so I will take one more question after we take the break. You know, very important, it came in approximately four times. Can one nafal animal be slaughtered on behalf of the entire family? We're not talking about the wajib qurbani, we're talking about the nafal qurbani for all the marhums.
So if a person is slaughtering a nafal qurbani, in nafal actions, like we see in salah, a person can perform a nafal salah and a person can make multiple intentions. He can make an intention of salatul hajat, salatul tawbah, istighfar, etc. In the same way, in a nafal qurbani, one person slaughters and then he makes intention to send the reward to multiple people. So it could be the deceased father, it could be even the living father. The reward can go to the deceased and the reward can go to the living. So in terms of nafil qurbani, it is much more flexibility, and a person as far as possible should try and do it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed nafil qurbani on behalf of the entire ummah.
Jazakumullah. It's 7 minutes to 11 o'clock. We're taking a break, inshallah, and we'll continue after 11 o'clock. Mala Ismail Basa sahab, jazakallah, and Mahasan Karim sahab, jazakallah. We'll talk after 11, inshallah.
Barakallahu, shukran, barakallahu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.